Welcome to the Super Average Joe podcast, everybody. The podcast where we interview people who went from 0 to 100 and now live a much happier life. And we're gonna find out how they did it. Our next guest is a fitness model, body shape expert who began her career as a gymnast. She later moved on to dancing and worked as a professional dancer in New York City. Then later she moved to Munich, Germany, where she then ended up opening up 2 dancing studios. And if that wasn't enough, she moved on to follow her true calling. Please help me welcome author of Entdeckte deine Superkräfte, or Unleash Your Superpower, Nora Lobjanica. Okay, awesome, Nora, awesome. Good that you were able to make it. So let's see if we can finish it maybe like in 30 minutes maximum. We make it quick and not painful for you.
30. Like a good workout.
Like what?
Like a good workout, like quick and dirty.
Yeah, quick and dirty, like a good workout. So by the way, tell me, how are you doing? How long has it been since we saw each other?
Maybe over a year, 1.5 years. I guess it was like 2018, I think January or February.
Yeah, that's right. And what have you been up to then? Had you already written the book, which we're going to talk about later? But that happened after we met or before we met?
Yes, it was like right at that moment, like about 1.5 years ago. So it was almost the same time we met.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, cool. So I wanted to ask you some questions. If you could, for the audience that doesn't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what got you interested in sports, and so on.
Well, I was born in country of Georgia. Nobody knows it, actually. So maybe you should Google it.
No. I was talking about Georgia today. Yeah.
It was not for you. It was for the audience.
Maybe.
And I moved with my family to Germany as I was 13. And after I was done with school, I went to USA and lived there for 2 years. And after that, I came back and traveled a lot. I started with gymnastics as I was 5 years old. And well, I loved it. But I really wanted to be a dancer. And I changed to dancing classes as I was 10. And like, it was my big dream to be a dancer and go to New York and, you know, act there and dance and have fun. And I finally made it after my school. I moved to New York and I did it. And it was the most amazing time of my life. But it was also very, very sad because I could see the bad sides of being a dancer or being always somewhere else and not having a family, not having really friends, and being all around the world working hard every day, like 6 to 8 hours dancing. And I decided to quit to be a professional dancer and came back to Germany and opened up 2 dance studios, first one, and after a couple of years, the second one in Munich. And I lived and loved my passion, of course, but it was not the same, like always being on the road and doing performances. Well, yes.
And I mean, do you miss it? Do you miss being on the road and being that, having those type of contracts or gigs?
Not anymore, because I decided not to do it as often. I do it once in a while if it's like really cool thing, but it's not what I would like to do for like next years. That's why I switched. And I think if you make you have to make a decision, and if you make a decision and you feel good with it, you should go for it. And but it's always hard, like to decide. Every decision is really hard. Yeah. Because you give up something.
Yeah, that's true. And when you were in the States, what was that turning point? Like, what was it that that made you take that decision? What was there, like, a specific point where you said, okay, I've had enough and this is it? Or
Well, I really felt lonely, because in showbiz it's like everybody sees only the fancy sides, and you have like a lot of fans and everybody loves you, but for what you do, not what you are, because the people don't know you. So you're getting a lot of attention for what you do, actually, and it's not me, you know. It's like, it's not your personality, it's just what you do. And it really made me a lot of times very sad, because actually I didn't have friends which were with me because I'm me. It was like more because I have success in something, or I'm a little bit famous or something. So it made it worst part of it, actually.
Wow. Okay. And so, wow. Yeah, that's pretty sad. And this was in America. This was in the States.
Well, it is always like this. If you're kind of successful, people are like only seeing the good parts and only seeing you as what you sell or what you represent, but not like who you are.
And after moving from the States here, now how do you make sure that that doesn't happen, or how do you make that happen less now? Like, what do you do?
I try to like do more things which are not only performing but helping others. That's why I started coaching people, like personal training, and opened up a dance studio to help others to, you know, learn more about their bodies and get fit and feel well in their bodies. And it was like more what I think I was supposed to do, rather than just representing myself to an audience. I decided, you know, I think it was a better thing, because it was like more personal. You could help people and do something meaningful.
Let me backtrack. And by the way, I jumped into your Instagram because when you scroll down, there's a picture here. I'm so curious, because I see that you used to compete on... you used to compete basically in bodybuilding, right?
Yeah, it was after I came back and got into fitness and started like coaching others. Then I got into bodybuilding, yes.
Got it. So then did you leave off the dancing and then started bodybuilding, or were you doing it at the same time?
Yes. Well, like, you know, I still dance once in a while, but yeah, it was like that.
Wow. That's amazing. I see your Instagram and I see all your success and all your hard work, because you look great. But nevertheless, when you really look into your pictures, you see the hard work, because you cannot get that in just one day, one month. That takes dedication. That is just awesome. And
of course, yeah.
Yeah. So Nona, so then you opened two studios back in Munich. So
yes.
And then how was that for you to open a studio? What was that like for you?
Well, like everything in the beginning, it's hard, and it takes dedication as well, like with everything. You know, I was working from morning till night, and I was like, and to get all together with bodybuilding and having a studio, and you know, just to get all put all together, it was really hard. And at that time, I had a relationship, and I was, you know, young, and I was like dedicated to the things I was doing, and I was successful in my career, but my relationship, we broke up because it was not working that well, since you never have time for your partner. And well, there was a point where I switched my mind and wrote this book. I always had this kind of, you know, feeling that it's more important who you are with, and that you help people. It was always some kind of inside of me. But after that, I decided, you know, just to do less of fitness and only just taking care of my body, rather than taking care more of my soul, and to teach people to take more care of their souls as well.
Wow. So what do you offer? What do you offer in your studio? So dancing classes as well as coaching, like soul coaching or spiritual coaching, or
Not anymore, because it was only like more fitness and nutrition at the time. But I closed the studios like 1 year ago. But I told them, actually, not closed, because I sold them. And there was a switch, actually, what I said, because I think it's like, of course, it's dedication and everything and working on yourself, by yourself. I love it and I still do it, but in a different way. I try to help more and, you know, not thinking about only all about myself and, you know, putting me on a spotlight, then I would love to rather help others to feel better about themselves.
Wow, that's deep. That is amazing. And do you remember perhaps that time that you were transitioning again from the studio to what you're doing now? Was it the same leap when you went from dancing to coming back to Germany, or was it less stressful this time because you had already switched from one path to another, or was it also difficult?
No, it was completely different because it was a lot harder since I work like I dance a lot back then, and dancing was like my passion, but as I quit dancing, it was like hard, but I didn't quit all everything in my life. And with the studios, it was like my whole life. It was like, it was more than just dancing. It was like you had people working for you. You had like customers, you know, you liked. And all of my life and every day, every second of my life was kind of planned around the studio. So it was really weird not having such a big, I don't know the word for it in English, but, you know, it's like a big commitment you make. And it was really weird not having it one moment and another. And I didn't know what to do with my life.
Oh, my God. And how long did that last?
Well, it lasts at least 6 months that, you know, you think always, was it right? Because it was running good. Everyone was happy. But it was too stressful for me. I didn't have time to take some time for myself or take care of myself. I do like to help people, but you also need some energy by yourself. And it was not possible in those years. And that's why I decided to sell it. But having that much free time at once, it was really, really weird. No? I can feel the people who are retired and get really bored and don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, that is true. I was on vacation, and I said I need a real, real deep vacation, and I went away for 14 days. And my wife and I, we said, yeah, we're just going to go to the beach and we're going to do nothing. And we were there for 14 days. And on the ninth day, we were already like, okay, we need to get back home. We need to go back to work. This sucks. We don't know what to do now. So I know what you mean. And all my life, I thought I had wanted like a house by the beach next to the ocean and I have to work. I don't want that. That's too boring. That's crazy. I will go crazy. Yeah. So then, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's true. You have to try the things. You have an imagination about things. And once you try it, you know the real part of the stuff. And that's why it's important to reinvent yourself all the time or every time you see, okay, it's not the right thing I thought it was. And I think I'm doing it all the time.
You have something really, really peculiar, really interesting about you, because obviously you're like me. We're not Germans and we live here in Germany. We have adopted a lot of the culture from Germany, the German culture, but yet we still have another culture behind us. And for example, you said you need to always reinvent yourself. And I have noticed here that the German culture, that's not so, how can I say it? That's not so common here in Germany, because if they see that you reinvent yourself too much, then people start, at least from my perspective, from what I have seen, is that people don't take you that seriously. Then normally people prefer to see you going one path and not changing anything, even if you're miserable. Have you experienced something similar, or have you experienced something different?
Honestly, I had this discussion with my mom last time. So that's what I said. She was like, oh, you're changing all the time. And I said, I really would love to have one thing I do for the rest of my life and have everything safe, because if you reinvent yourself and change all the time, it's sometimes scary. Because, you know, you lose friends, you lose everything at once. Well, you have some friends, but it's still different. If you're doing once at a time, you just change everything, then you don't have the same friends, you don't have the same things you do, and it's sometimes scary because you don't know what's going to happen after. But that's what I was talking about with her. You're right. I said the same thing. Everybody thinks you're crazy if you just change something, and especially if you change a running system. But it's okay if it runs. It was a success, and I think after, if you had a success and you say it's enough for me to leave it here, it should be fine.
Yeah. What do you think gives you the courage to switch directions? Because some people might want to change their directions, but they are very afraid. So what gave you that courage to switch those directions?
Since I was a kid and we moved to Germany, I was very young, and it was really, really hard for me. And I cried like 6 or 7 months. I sat at home and cried every day, and I didn't talk to anybody. And at that moment, I decided that whatever ever happens in my life, I'm not going to be that sad anymore, because life is just way too short. And I want to live a life. Back then, I was thinking I want to be successful and, you know, achieve a lot of things. Now I think it's more important to be happy, just to be balanced somehow, and just enjoy the life and do the things you would like to do. But I think it's wasting of time staying somewhere you feel like you don't belong there. And this is my motivation to change, actually.
Wow. Yeah, that is deep. That is deep. And so then, just to get it straight, so you don't get afraid of changing or anything like this? Or you do have a little fear, but
I'm not afraid, of course.
Who isn't? Okay. But at least you try new things, and you have been successful so far from what I see. And how do you balance your, I'm curious of how do you balance your life now? Like, what does your life look like in terms of balance?
I really try to take time for myself, and I feel stress. If I feel stress, I go step back. Back then I was thinking you should, just go through the wall if you want something. Now I feel more like, think one more time longer, or think like 10 minutes longer about it. Why you want to be on the other side than just going through a wall? And I think it takes a lot of stress out, and choosing like what's the priority in your life. There are a lot of things to do. You can do any time, everything and nothing, and you just have to choose what you want to do right now, and don't think like what I'm gonna do in 10 years. Of course, that's true, but just do what you feel like doing right now. And I think what feels right for you. And then you are like not stressed anymore. You're right, like in balance.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that's very true. And then, two questions for you before I go to the book, because I'm so curious. For example, I was trying Instagram and I couldn't keep up. They say, you have to post 3 times a day. You have to do all of this stuff. I try to do it. I couldn't keep up. But your Instagram is on fire. So how do you manage that? Like, how do you keep that within your balanced life?
That's true. That's a really good question. I like it. Well, dedication, the same thing. You just have to make it a priority, of course, and take some time for that. You know, I just say, okay, once a day I take 30 minutes for my Instagram account, for example. And then you have kind of put it in your life. And maybe you have to cut something else for that. But, you know, it's just all about priorities.
Got you. And then tell me a little bit about your book. So you wrote a book, and now it's on Amazon. I will put the link here on this podcast. I will put the link because it's really interesting what you talk about in the book. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Well, the book is actually how you can reinvent yourself and start like from the beginning, you know, like you were newborn and you're just learning everything from the beginning, and how you can like let go of your past and of your, you know, maybe bad experience, and just restart your life how you would like to live, not like how somebody else is expecting it from you or how you learn it from your parents. Because in the first couple of years, we don't have the choice to choose our family, you know, parents are parents, and most of the people, yeah, you know, most of the people learn something from their parents and they stay like that all their life, but they never ask themselves, is it right what they taught me? Maybe it was right for 6 years ago, but not today. Everything changed, so we have to change as well.
And was there a point in your life where, because obviously you were into body and fitness, and you did a phenomenal job at achieving great results, as well as in success, always being also being a model and being a studio owner, as you describe in the book. When you were back into the fitness and you were not so much about the balance and the spirituality, this is a question I would like to ask every person that is really deep into fitness. Is there, because I'm, as you can see, I'm not a bodybuilder, unfortunately. I wish I would look like one, but I don't have that dedication. But the people, I really wonder if the people who are really deep into fitness, do you think that that it comes from a lack of insecurity, or is it something that they like to do, let's say, as a sport, like soccer? Or does it come from a place of insecurity for the most part?
Well, I think everybody who is too much in something, it doesn't matter what, if it's drugs, if it's sports, of course, sports, bodybuilding, football, or whatever is better than drugs, of course. But I think it's the same. Let me think about the word I'm looking for, like it's same problem actually. Mm-hmm. Because you just try to be busy with something, not to think about your real problems and your like things you're not happy about. You're not happy about, maybe you feel lonely or whatever. You just try to, just try to keep yourself busy, not to think about the real stuff.
Got you. Yeah, that makes sense. That is very true. Yeah, when you submerge yourself into something, that's so that you don't think of something else. So what was your awakening point that you said, okay, what am I doing here? I'm not really taking care of what I need to take care of. Did you have an awakening point where you said, oh?
Yes, I was actually, even if I'm like strong and saying that I'm doing what I like to do and what I do, and I don't, you know, I met some people as I was in, I started with bodybuilding, and it was for me nothing special because I was a dancer, and I never thought about being a bodybuilder one day. And wow. I started, and it was like one just tried for 1 year, you know, just going on competitions. I was working out, but like going on competition is a little bit different, just working out for yourself to look good. And it was like, it was for me like, I didn't want to do it for that long time, but I stayed there because I won the first competition right away. And no, I was in the first competition, sorry, I was the second. So it was like, it got me like wanting more.
It got you hooked.
And then people said, you were so good, you should have won. And we then came some sponsors, and then came a coach and said, I will coach you, you will get better and you will win next time. And like a year later, I won. So it was like, wow, amazing, I'm good at it. And actually, I did it only because I was good at it, but not because I wanted to really. And at that time, I was like, what am I doing here? I won a lot of competitions. I was standing at the end after the competition. I was like, it was never like me, and it was never like my dream to hold it in my hands and like be a bodybuilder. I never thought about it. And I kind of got into it, you know, because of the feedback of the people. And it got me thinking about it. I was like, why am I doing it if I don't want it? Because I'm good at it and people say I'm good at it. And it was like really hard for me to say no to that.
So now you make sure that you do what you like to do.
I tried to, but it was because I didn't have time at that time. I never thought, I didn't have time to like take 10 minutes and think what I want. It was like after I did it, I was like, it doesn't make me happy. It doesn't feel right. Why am I doing it? You know, it was all the time I was asking it to myself. And yeah, well, nowadays I try to take time. That's what I said. Before I go on the other side and like move mountains to the back, I think more about if I really want to do it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. And how long did it take you to write this book then? Were you writing it slowly, or did you just like sit down and just went right through it?
Actually, the idea of the book came because one a person who was like working out in my studio, she was writing books by herself, and she asked me if it's she told me why I would not if I would like to write a book one day about self-confidence. And it got me thinking, like, self-confidence, I don't know anything about that, you know, I didn't learn it or something, so I didn't know what to say. She thought I'm self-confident and I should teach it to other people. And I was like, but I don't know what to say, just how I am. You know, I didn't take classes or something for that. I started thinking about writing a book, and I said, no, I don't know German very well. It would be so bad. No one will read it. You know, my grammar is bad, so just leave it. And like half a year later, it came up again. I was like, maybe I should write a book, but about something else, it feels like right for me. And I decided to write this book in that way because I think self-confidence comes from being, you know, in balance with yourself and knowing what you want. And if you know what you want, and if you're like doing what you really, really want, you are confident in that. And you're confident in yourself. And that's why it came like together. That's why.
If you would have, oh my God, I almost tipped the table right now. This is live. We're not cutting this. If you had any advice for the people, and I think that the people should buy your book, it's on Amazon.de. If there's any advice that you can give people who right now are stuck or afraid of doing what they really want to do because they don't want to leave that security little nest, what would you say to these people?
Well, I say always just think about like from behind. Behind means like from your deathbed. You know, while you were like it was, you're already dead and it's your funeral. And just think from that way, what would you like that people say about you, or how would you like to live this short life? And I think if you put it in that way, that you think, okay, it's everything, one day is everything over. And it's better to live a life which is short but happy, and without any, you know, just doing whatever you like and feeling good about it, than living a long, boring life and being all the time scared, because it's about the quality of the time. At the end, it feels, if it's 10 years or 2 years or 20 years, it feels all the same when you look back. And I think that's the important thing.
Got it. And any other blockages? For example, you talk about your awakening your superpower, for example. Yes. How did you awaken your superpower? Or when were you conscious about awakening and actually your superpower?
Superpower is that feeling when you're at the right moment, at the right place. And we all know that feeling, that you just stand there and you're like, this is right. And that's what I want everybody to feel the whole life. And you wake, you can like awake it if once you decide who you are, what you want, and how you can achieve this, and you work for that. I think then it feels like every moment, like right moment.
Wow, that was that had me thinking, Nora. That had me thinking. By the way, Nora, what is in the future for you? What kind of plans do you have in the future before we go?
Yeah, in the future there will be a blog about the same theme, like about the superpower, and you know, going a little bit deep with stuff. This is coming up next.
Got it. And what is your website?
My first and last name, noralobjanice.de. Maybe you could put it inside. But and the blog will be probably the same as the book name.
Got it. Perfect. Then, Nora, thank you so much. I want to wish you a really beautiful evening, and we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
There you have it, guys. I'd like to thank Nora once again for being part of our podcast and sharing some of her personal moments with us. Don't forget to check her website written down in the description below. And if you want to unleash your superpower, grab her book on Amazon. The Kindle version is just $9.99. And if you would like to get unstuck from achieving your dreams, head on to HeldyTavares.org, where I have tons of information that can help you achieve just that. I'll see you guys on the next podcast.